first period of play. If you're watching at home, I know you can see the ambiance, the lights, the darkness, that little bit of a fog, that little bit of a haze over top of it. It is old school hockey. It is slobber knocking. It is hard hitting. It is door knocking. It is goal scoring. It is fast. It is speed. And it is coming back at you right now. We're going to be sending it over in a minute here to Dan and Bill. I want to tell you, folks, it's been fun to watch so far. And if the first period is any sign for what is to come, it's going to be great hockey. Hey, Lucas?
Oh, absolutely. I absolutely cannot wait for the second and third period. If the first period is any representation of what we're going to see, then this might be one of the best games the USPHL has offered all year.
It has been good. It's going to be great. We've had great turnout. The fans are loud. They are proud. They are excited. They are stoked. And so are we up here in the booth. We've been happy to bring you the first intermission, and we are sending it on over to Dan and Bill in the booth.
All right, we are back here at the first intermission. Wisconsin up 1-0. I'm Bill Downing, joined by my broadcast partner, Dan Dignan. And, you know, they're down two men already to start the second period. A lot of penalties early and often, it seems like, on both teams. But right now, the Cougars kind of setting themselves up as, I don't know, kind of putting themselves in a really bad position to start the second period.
Yeah, first things first, to start the period, it's going to be to kill off the penalty. This 5-on-3 is going to be huge. River Kings look to add to their lead, and the Cougars look to prevent it. So this is the first things first, is to kill this off and then gain the momentum back and start playing with the puck in the offensive zone and getting more pucks to the net on Schutte, because he's usually going to save the first one, Bill. For the second and third rebounds, they're going to have to capitalize and bury this and tie the game and hopefully take the lead.
All right. Well, we're getting ready to send it down to Brandon between the boards here shortly for a quick update down on ice level. And I tell you, being down two men to start it off, already down 1-0 against a very powerful team such as Wisconsin, very dangerous waters that the Cougars are playing with.
Yeah, staying out of the box is crucial. That was one of the keys to the game for Coach Brad Stouffer's, and they failed to do so in the first period, taking three penalties, or it was four penalties they've now taken. And if that trend continues, it's going to be a long night for the Cougars.
Well, we still don't know the condition of the River Kings Kaiser. I'm not really sure what his condition was, but we're going to send it down to ice side real quick to Brandon. Go ahead and take it, Brandon. All right, back up here in Adobe Gillis. I'm Bill Downing, joined by Dan Dignan in this beautiful location we have here for the second annual United States Premier Hockey League's Elite Division Outdoor Heritage Classic. And Dan, the keys to the second period, obviously, you want to stay out of the box if you're the Cougars, but if you are the River Kings, you want to just keep the pressure on and try to get as many goals early.
Yeah, if I was the head coach of the River Kings, just relay the same message to his team. They've been doing it all year, so it's pretty apparent the River Kings have been on their game from start of the season all the way until now, and looks like there's no team in front of them that could stop them. I mean, with a record of 32-4-3, Bill, it's obvious the River Kings are a heavy favorite to take the championship of this league and go to the Beanpot out up in Boston, and that's what that is, Bill, is all the division winners of the playoffs go to the, it's called pretty much like the Frozen Four of college hockey.
That's
top
nice.
Four, top, each winner goes and plays in a Final Four for the USPHL Division
Elite League.
Yeah, the Bean Cup.
Well, don't they do that like with Boston College and Boston University? Don't they play that?
Yes,
in
Northeastern.
In
I was at Harvard, I believe, that gets involved in that.
Correct,
maybe?
Or yeah. Even Union or someone.
Union,
yes. And so. That's a hard-fought contest, too. Yep. I mean, that right there, bragging rights in a city such as Boston, especially the big Super Bowl comeback win last night by the Miracle Man, Tom Brady, again. Wow.
Yeah,
what can you say?
He's going to be one of the GOATs to play the game.
Well, we've got a 44-second penalty up on the board and a minute 33 left. So that's going to be a two-man advantage for Wisconsin to start the second period. Wisconsin going left to right. The draw is won by Moskalik of the Cougars. They dump it back down. River Kings with it now. Cole, he's going to set up the play, waiting for his players to come back. Now in the neutral zone, dumps it in. They do have it into the Cougars zone. That's Demakopoulos. And with a 5-on-3, you got a lot of ice to play with here, Dan.
Yeah, they like to set up the umbrella out of an overload and get the one-timer going.
Styles down low. Antonio already with one goal so far in his contest. A body goes flying.
What a point blank save by Martinovic on the back door was Demakopoulos,
yes.
Off the feed from, it was Harrison Cole, who is, he's a treat to watch out here, Bill. He averages a point a game from the defensive, from the D position. I mean, that's almost Brent Burns-like of the San Jose Sharks, the NHL, who's having a phenomenal year.
The beard. Fear the beard. Him and Joe Thornton both looking like Alaskan bush people.
Yeah, Jumbo Joe. He seems to not slow down. He's been in the league for about 15 years. Anyway.
Wisconsin wins the draw. Backs out to the point. That's Cole.
One of the Cougars back on the ice. It's 5-on-4 now.
So an only down one man now for Chicago. Mance with it. Back up to the point. Shot on goal. Good stop there by Martinovic. And the Cougars looking to get it out, and they can't. Good pressure there. Wow. Looks like somebody took a toe pick there along the boards, and the puck is out. Here comes Lenzi with it into the River King zone. Shot. Oh, nice. Save there by Schutte. Boy, I tell you, Lenzi going for that far post. Another shot on goal by the River Kings. They bring it down the other end, and we got some physicality behind the net.
That was Nate Madonia protecting his goal. You love to see that for the Cougars, standing up for his goaltender.
It looks like they're not going to make any call on that. You're right, because it looked like the River Kings came and kind of threw a couple blades at Martinovic there as he was down making that save. And you definitely want to see it. You got to know the line and not to cross it. And I think that was a good message sent by the Cougars' defense.
Yeah, and another still shorthanded for 9 seconds, Bill, but a nice shorthanded rush by Mike Lenzi almost turned into a quick 2-on-1 with Moskalik joining the play. Threw a nice quick snapshot on goal. Almost caught Schutte leaning one way and tried to go against the grind, and it was a nice blocker save.
Lenzi, one of the faster Cougars, as we know. You've seen him on almost 9 occasions this season, and that guy, when he puts on the jets, there's nobody faster. All right, 5-on-4.
Yeah, he can really motor.
Correct. 5-on-4 for only 9 more seconds. Shot on goal. That's going to be stopped by the Cougars. Another shot, and we are back at full strength. So no damage done on a 5-on-3 by Wisconsin. The Cougars kill off 2 penalties there.
Huge. Hopefully the momentum can swing for the Cougars in their favor.
Puck pinned behind the Cougars' net. Bodies flying all over the place. River Kings come out with it. Seems like Cougars cannot get it out of their zone. Cougars trying to finally get it out. They still can't. Pinned behind Martinovic. And here come the Cougars out with it.
Michael Helf.
Helf now into the neutral zone. Dumps it in. And that's going to be knocked out of the zone. That's going to be delayed offsides. And now the River Kings bring the puck, shoot it up high. That's that stretch pass you were looking for there, Dan. We got a glove on the ice. Not sure where that came from, but we have another stoppage in play.
Faceoff coming to the left of Schutte.
And here is ...17:32 left here in the second. 5-on-5 hockey, something we haven't seen in quite a while here. Chicago down two men. Wisconsin, no damage. Still 1-0. River Kings bring it up through the neutral zone, dump it in. Martinovich stops it. River Kings, two-man pressure. Nice pressure there by Wisconsin. Chicago having a hard time getting out of the zone. They finally do. Along the near boards, and Schutte with the stop. A little frosting on the mask. 17:04 left here in the second period. Wisconsin up 1-0. Dan, really no changes. I think Wisconsin's trying to tire out Chicago. You know, with the fact that they've been down so many men, having to work twice as hard, that stretch pass is going to come into play.
Yeah, that's a good point, Bill. But what I noticed when the play is 5-on-5, even strength, it's been a pretty even game. It's just when the Cougars get in trouble with the penalty and can't stay out of the box, that's when the River Kings have been able to capitalize and control most of the play, which is expected being on the power play.
Quick shot there by the Cougars. Nice stop there by Schutte. Forces the faceoff. Now we're back to action again, and we have yet another stoppage. And it looks like they're going to make the faceoff going to be, it's going to be out of the zone.
I believe it was a hand pass, or maybe offsides.
Faceoff won by the Cougars. They dumps it almost all the way down to their net. Wisconsin again coming back, and the fact that they're using a lot of speed to keep that puck in Chicago's zone, tiring down the Cougars. Bodies flying everywhere behind to the far point. Oh, another hit, a high elbow there. That's going to be a penalty. And that's going to be...
going to two against the River Kings.
Yeah, it looked like that was an elbow there from what I was able to see from up here.
High stick. Yeah, high sticking to quarters, number 18 of the River Kings.
That's the head coach's son, and that's going to be a long trip back to Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah, this is going to be a big power play for the Cougars. Not going to say it's a must convert, but when you get the chance, you got to capitalize on the special teams.
16:28 left here in the second. 1-0. Wisconsin with the lead. The Cougars on the power play. Nice shot from the point. Good save there by Schutte.
Not a bad thought process there by Michael Helf. Just want to see a little bit more action in front with screening the goalie.
Yeah, the problem is, you know, if you don't put shots on goal, you can't win. You can't even score, and that's exactly right. You got to put them on there, and you got to test that goalie often. Chicago keeps it in the zone now. Man advantage on the power play. Shot down low. We got a stick knocked out of hand. Looking for a call. Let's see. Are they going to get it? Is Wisconsin going to get this call?
It's going to be slashing against the Cougars.
Wow.
And that's just...
that's bad. That's bad right there. Number 74, John Moskalik. And when you're up a man, coach has got to absolutely hate that. And he's going to sit in the sin bin for a little bit and think about that, and hopefully it doesn't come back to hurt him.
Yeah, it looks like Moskalik was just trying to make a hockey play, just trying to retrieve the puck back, and just got a little too aggressive with his stick on the slash, and it knocked the stick out of the defensive hands of the River Kings, and ref's going to usually notice that and send you to the box for 2 minutes.
All right, Wisconsin keeps it in Chicago's zone. Now Chicago comes away with the puck.
A lot of open ice out there, Bill, with 4-on-4.
4-on-4. Wisconsin looking to have a very short power play if this stands fast. Oh, a shot from behind. That was number 4, Kavanaugh, for the Cougars. No call on the play. Cougars now in neutral ice, trying to waste a little bit of time as they set it up. Dump it down into Wisconsin's zone. Nice blue line hit there by the Cougars. Delbrissine dumps it down into the zone now. Chicago with a little bit of pressure, trying to get it back out to the point. And, well, I thought they did, but...
nice play by Harrison Cole.
Yep. Way to pin that puck along the boards, and here comes Wisconsin, and they get it into the zone. Albitz with it. Oh, nice check there by Chicago. They dump it into the zone. Good stretch pass.
Here
comes Chicago. Oh, he whiffed on that. That was
Laukkanen.
Laukkanen with the shot. Laukkanen, boy, I tell you, he had a chance there, but it looked like the puck jumped on him a little bit.
Yeah, if we go to the replay here, nice little stretch pass done by the Cougars to get to Laukkanen, who's jumping up in the play with a four-on-four. He goes to get a nice shot on goal, whiffs on the first attempt, and able to get it there on the second try.
All right, we're back to hockey here after the brief stoppage in play. 14:47 left here in the second period. Aronovich with the save for the Cougars. His faceoff will be in the Cougar zone to Maranovich's left side. At the 10-minute mark, we're going to send it down to ice level to get a feel of the game with our ice reporters. Can't wait to hear what's going on there. We'll be talking to, I believe it's going to be the River Kings this period. They're up 1-0 now, and they got a very short power play. 20 seconds left for the River Kings. Chicago looking to get it out. They do. Puck bouncing everywhere. Oh, Chicago almost had that stretch pass there. But the puck again. A lot of time in the neutral zone tonight, Dan, it seems like, for both teams.
Yeah, very muggy in the neutral zone. Both teams looking to get it deep and get on the forecheck, but the other team is preventing that. So it's good defensive play from both teams.
Wisconsin with the pressure and a stoppage. Saved there by Martinovic. .14:20 left here in the second. Both teams at full strength. And a faceoff one, quick shot off the faceoff for Wisconsin.
Kelly with the shot. That was a nice twisted wrist right off the draw. It looked like a set piece.
Boy, I tell you, this kid has been something special. He seems to be called a lot tonight.
Demakopoulos, center for the second line of the River Kings. And he's 6'2", has good speed and hands. He looks like the full package for the River Kings.
He'll be taking,
being the only goal scorer.
He'll be taking the face-off. All right, the face-off won by Wisconsin. Brought back out to the point. Senkerik with it, and that's going to be stopped and blocked. Here comes the Cougars with it. A lot of green, not enough Cougars there for sure. Now the Cougars looking to pin the puck. They do. They ring it around the board. Shot just wide of the net. Oh, there's a dangerous hit there. And hopefully Torres is okay. He's slow to get up. Here comes the Cougars. They dump it down into Wisconsin's zone. McGowran with it now. Rings it around the boards for Wisconsin. Back out to the neutral zone yet again. Oh, there's a whiff. They got to be really careful with these passes because Wisconsin is playing some strong defense in a pass like that there, Dan. Just like that, in the neutral zone, or in their own zone, turned over.
Yeah, very sloppy regroup done by the Cougars right there. That's
Kelly.
That can't happen.
No, and Kelly was ready for that too, and that's why he was pressuring the defense and forced a turnover in Chicago's zone. Now Chicago comes back out with it. 12:44 left here in the second. 1-0, Wisconsin with the lead. You're watching the second annual Heritage Hockey Classic on Hockey TV, powered by the Illinois Media School.
A great forecheck done by Janjic of the Cougars.
Cougars need to find a way to get a puck on net. They got to do something right now. Very lopsided for the River Kings on shot on goals. And the River Kings come out with it. They dump it out into Chicago's zone. Quick change by Wisconsin. Well, it just seems like every time Chicago has the puck, there's two River Kings on them, Dan.
Yeah, their forecheck, like we've been saying all game, is relentless.
All right, here comes Chicago with it. Shot from the point. Nice stop there by Schutte.
There was a rebound given up by Schutte. Cougars were unable to capitalize on that.
Van Dyke knocks it down. They thought it was a high stick, but the play goes on. Chicago now deep into the zone. Shot back behind the goalie. Chicago looking to set up some kind of play whatsoever. And Wisconsin back out. There's that stretch pass again. Wisconsin with it. Shot up high. Martinovich stops it. And we have a stoppage at 11:24 left here in the second, 1-0.
Yeah, it was a good active stick preventing that shot on goal by, that was Eric Norman, number 2 of the Cougars. And it's only a one-goal game, Bill, so the Cougars just need to keep playing good defensive zone, and hopefully it turns into some odd man breaks the other way, and they could finally solve
shooting. All right, Chicago, way off their own player. Yet another defensive zone turnover. Another shot on goal by Wisconsin. Martinovich with the save. Boy, they got to be really, really careful here. Those turnovers in their own zone is going to come back to haunt them. And they're lucky. Martinovich has been standing on his head so far.
Yeah, the past 2 or 3 weeks, Bill, he's been rock solid in goal for them.
All right, Chicago now on defense behind Martinovich, trying to get it out of the zone. Chicago very dangerous right in front of the goal. That's something they teach you not to do. Van Dyke now brings it up into the Wisconsin zone. And now the Cougars are looking to chase it again, and that's going to be
icing
for on Wisconsin. It's going to come back into Wisconsin zone. Shortly here, we're going to be going to our on-ice reporter and get a feel for the game here. At the midway point of the second period, 1-0, Wisconsin with the lead, Chicago with the faceoff in Wisconsin zone. And that draw is going to be won by Wisconsin. Pinned along the boards by Chicago. They tried to get it out front. They do. Shot on goal. Good defense there. Schutte down. Another shot on goal, and that's going to be knocked out. All right, we're going to send it down to our on-ice reporter with a feel for the game right now. Okay, we're back. Chicago looking to shoot it on goal. They do. Schutte with the stop. We're going to send it down to our on-ice reporter for a feel of the game. I thought at 10-minute we were going.
Did a good job killing it off, some block shots and key times, and now it's 5-on-5, and hopefully we got to stay out of the box. True, it's full strength now. You guys have been playing some real physical hockey. I've been hearing from some of the players that because of the outdoor game, one of the different things that goes on in that game is not the traditional lighting. So how have you had to shift your strategy to account for the fact that the lighting's not as bright as it usually is because you're playing an outdoor game?
Yeah, I think just simplify, right? I mean, there's some spots, you know, the lighting's spotty, the ice is okay, but it's not what we're used to, you know, but when it comes down to it, the conditions are the same for both teams. I think you just simplify your game plan. We talked a lot about putting pucks on net, getting pucks to the grade A areas. I thought we did a better job of that in the second. The first wasn't very good at all. It was very reminiscent of our game against these guys 2 days ago where we only created 6 chances the entire game. We didn't have a lot going on. I think in the second here we've been a little bit better getting pucks to the net, but you just got to simplify. 1 or 2 passes, get pucks there with guys going there. Coach, thank you very much. Good luck for the rest of the game. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Back up to the booth.
All right. Thanks, Lucas, for that report. Back to live action. 9:11 left here in the second period. Wisconsin pressuring in Chicago zone again. And Chicago finally gets it out of the zone. I tell you, they're getting some really, really bad bounces tonight. Torres with it, dumps it back into Chicago zone. I tell you, I think the time of possession has got to be lopsided right now, Dan.
Yeah, unfortunately for the Cougars, it has to be. But like we've been saying, it's only a one-goal game, so just like that, this game could be tied on one shot.
Well, let's see. Here comes Chicago with it now. Van Dyke, shot on goal, the shooty. And another save by the River Kings goalie. 8:12 left here in the second period, Dan.
Yeah, if the Cougars, when they're in the defensive zone, Bill, if they could just maybe do a reverse behind the net instead of just always throwing it up around the boards and throwing it right into the pinching D, because the River Kings have a great forecheck going on if they could reverse the puck, move it to the open winger on the other side, maybe that could have a better recipe for success to break it out, because right now that's what's holding them back from playing more in the offensive zone.
As Wisconsin looking to dump it into the zone, they do. They get it in Chicago's zone now. Chicago trying to get it out. Another shot on goal. Quick shot by number 27. That's Young. And stopped by Martinovich. And here comes Chicago out with it. Quick dump in by Lindsay. And, oh, what was that? That was a swing. That guy went for a home run. Knocked down. I don't know who that was on the Cougars, but number 18.
Oh, 16 rifle got his.
Right, but that was Austin Quarters with the haymaker and no call. Chalk that one down for a later visit. 7:36 left here in the second. 1-0 Wisconsin with the lead. Puck out to the neutral zone. Here comes the River Kings. Nice stick handling. Martinovich with the save on the shot. That was Ryan Mann, so I tell you, he danced from the neutral zone into Chicago zone and duked about three different defenders for Chicago. Pretty good stick handler.
Yeah, he has that puck on his string more times than not. So that's someone you want to have a good gap control against if you're defending him.
All right, the faceoff down in Chicago zone to the left of Martinovich. Faceoff won by Chicago. That's going to be dumped down the ice, and here comes Chicago with it. They're going to dump that one just behind the net. Wisconsin back on defense, using their speed. Now the puck through the neutral zone. They got numbers. Here comes Chicago. Shot from the point. Oh, that one just squeaked by and almost into the net. That was a 4-on-1 there, Dan. Chicago again with it. They put it out front. Another turnover in the zone for Wisconsin, something they haven't done all night. And I tell you, Schutte standing on his head right there. That was a 4-on-1 coming into the zone for Chicago, and they were able to stop him.
Yeah, Laukkanen was almost able to put that puck past Schutte for the tie this game. Great turnover created by the Cougars to create that 4-on-1 the other way. And past couple minutes, the ice is starting to tilt in the Cougars' favor. Hopefully they can close out the second period and finally break through and tie this game up.
Yeah, both teams playing really strong. Just the puck bounced Wisconsin's way one time. But you look at the stats right now, it's kind of lopsided with Wisconsin. Shots on goal and time of possession. But here comes Chicago again. You called it. They have the puck in the River Kings zone. Shot on goal, and that was almost into the crease. Another stretch pass. Good defense there by Chicago.
Yeah, Micah Hauk.
Yeah, they had a breakaway there. Again, you talk about that stretch pass. They tried it right there. But again, good defense there by Hauk. Puck pin behind Martinovich now. Back on the far corner. Another stick goes flying. This puck is rung around the boards. It's slowed down, and it's out to the point. Van Dyke now with it in the neutral zone. Brings it into Wisconsin's zone. Shot up. Nice stop there by Schutte for a stoppage. 5:57 left here in the second. 1-0 Wisconsin.
Great outlet pass by Moskalik. Cross ice out of the own zone. Two. Here's the replay to Van Dyke. And Van Dyke comes in on a 2-on-2. Tries to use the defenseman as a screen and throw a shot on goal on Schutte. Easily gloves it. And a faceoff will be coming up to his right.
Well, question for you is, do you shoot it up high or do you put it along the ice knowing that the conditions probably aren't the very best out there and maybe get a weird bounce?
Yeah, I would like to keep it low for sure, Bill, and create the rebounds. The second or third opportunity seems to be the recipe to beat.
Good quick pass out to Young now for shooting. Wisconsin. Wisconsin with the puck around the boards in Chicago zone. Good defense there by the Cougars. Oh, no, here comes another shot up high. Martinovich with the stop. Pinned right behind the net. They got to get this puck out right now. Wisconsin with a lot of pressure. Chicago just needs to get it out and catch a breath. Another shot on goal just to the left of the far post. Stopped by Martinovich. That was a low shot. We just talked about that, Dan. And they trying to utilize the ice condition right now at the latter part of the second period.
Yeah, good overall defensive play by the Cougars to stay in position and not give up the second goal of the game.
Stiles gets it out, tries to get it all the way down to Mance with that long stretch pass, but out of reach. Now into the neutral zone. Chicago dumps it in, trying to get some pressure on Schutte. Chicago gets it again, dumps it in. Good pressure here by the Cougars. Latter part, 4:45 left of the second. 1-0 Wisconsin. Chicago with the puck now behind Schutte. Rings it around the boards. Good hard hit. Now that ball, or the puck, excuse me, is out of the neutral zone.
Looks like a ball out there bouncing.
It does. It is bouncing, correct. Chicago now. Long outlet pass. They're going to dump that into the zone. That was Hranovich. Dumps it into the River King zone. Now Wisconsin with it. Nice save there at the point, but here comes Wisconsin. 2-on-2. Tries to get it out in the middle. They do. Shot on goal. Martinovich. Second, third shot.
What a save. Remember that one.
That was number 25, Albitz. Two quick shots there. We got a penalty coming up.
Yeah, that was point-blank save.
And that is going to be on Chicago. This one, again, is going to put another Cougar in the sin bin. And let's see what the call is going to be. Let's see who's going to the box this time.
That'll be Kavanaugh, number 4.
So Wisconsin going on a power play with 4:02 left in the second, up 1-0 on the man advantage now. The faceoff will be to the left of Martinovich. Four minutes left here in the second. Stiles with it, up to the point, shot. That's going to be off a defender. And a race for the puck. And Wisconsin gets to it first. Here comes Wisconsin out of the zone now. Looks like that's Albitz with it. He's going to bring it up to the point. In shot on Martinovich. Oh. We got bodies everywhere. That had to be a quick poke check right there because it looked like Wisconsin had him beat.
Yeah, that was Mance. What an individual effort to try to go to his backhand right here, from backhand to forehand. And Martinovich is up to the challenge, and he makes a beautiful pad save.
Wow.
And able to control the rebound, and he gets some help from his friends. And luckily it was a quick whistle done by the ref to prevent the goal for the River Kings, and it's going to be, faceoff's going to come outside the zone.
1:33 left on the power play for Wisconsin, up 1-0. Good D there by Chicago, pressuring Wisconsin into a possible turnover in their own zone, but Wisconsin comes out with it now. Albitz with it to the left of Martinovich. Mance in there. That's going to be kept in by, they're going to say that came out of the zone. And that was Cole that thought he kept it in the zone, but it looks like the faceoff is going to come just outside into the neutral zone.
Yeah, one of the lone bright spots of the game so far for the Cougars has been the penalty kill. They've had good fundamental positioning in their own zone, and when they've gotten the chance to clear the puck, they've made no mistake about it and get it all the way down 200 feet from their net.
All right, the faceoff now with 3:16 left here in the second. Wisconsin on the power play. They control the puck through the neutral zone. They drop it down into the Cougars' own, ringing around the boards. Van Bocklin now with it on the far side. He loses the puck, and here comes Chicago, and they send it down the length of the ice.
Great play by Troy Ross of the Cougars, using his 6'5 stature to take the body, separate the man from the puck, and then have the presence of mind to clear it all the way down.
Chicago steals the puck. They dump it back down, waste a little bit more time on this Wisconsin power play. Another stick goes flying. We've seen a lot of lumber on this ice tonight.
Yeah, they better get us some pine tar.
There's that stretch pass you were talking about, Wisconsin.
Another great defensive play, this time done by Eric Norman of the Cougars, number two.
Well, I tell you, Chicago's got to be really, really careful with that. Again, that was Ryan Manson. That's one of their big guns. You cannot let him have open ice like that too many times. He will burn you sooner or later. 13 seconds left in the power play now. Wisconsin looking to get one final rush here with 2:10 left here in the second period. And both teams will be at full strength. Good penalty kill by there by Chicago. Chicago steals it in the neutral zone. Wisconsin gets it back. Cole with it. Smart play. He seems to be very smart with the puck, Dan. You know, he knows where he's at all times. Not too many stupid plays. He knows exactly where he needs to go. Here comes Chicago Dan. Van Dyke brings it into the point. Just to the far post. Just misses. Shooty shoos it away.
Yeah, and going back to Cole, Bill, has he gotten off the ice in the second period? Because every time I'm looking, he's always out there.
I'm just gassed watching him. Here comes Albert's down. Shot on Martinovich. Nice save. Again, bodies everywhere. The goal is off its moorings. We've got haymakers left and right. Let's see if anybody goes off here. With only 1:24 left here in the second, you don't want to put your team down a man, especially this late in the period.
Yeah, that was a nice rush, a little quick two-on-one transitioning.
Oh, somebody going.
That was a two-on-one. Dimakopoulos threw a nice wrist shot on goal. Great save by Martinovich and good rebound control as well. And then the Cougars took exception to that.
Kavanaugh back in the box again, Dan.
Yeah, he got too physical. Here's the replay. He got too physical after the shot, and he cross-checked Dimakopoulos right into his own goal, and that's another pretty undisciplined penalty for the Cougars, and it's just not what Coach Brad wants to see out of his team.
It always seems to be the last guy that throws the punch gets caught. Not the first one, but you're right. He cross-checked him out in the back of the head, and that was pretty evident what happened there, and that's going to put them –
Yeah, you like.
See,
is there one in there?
Is there also one in there?
Oh, there is. So it's a coincidental.
Okay.
Check that.
We did not see the other one go into the penalty box.
Going back to that play, you like to see Kavanaugh instead of using the cross check right there. Instead of just kind of do like a bear hug.
Yeah, that's all you have to do.
More times than not, you won't get a bear hug call. The cross check will be called more times than not.
Chances are, when you bear hug somebody, they're probably going to do something back to you. They'll be the ones that get caught.
Exactly.
Coincidentals. You're right. Now we're coming up at 1:15 left here in the second. 1-0 Wisconsin with the lead, and they have the puck in Chicago's zone. Puck pinned behind Martinovich now. Chicago comes out with it. Puck bouncing along the boards. Here comes Chicago with it. They're just trying to get it out. Wisconsin steals it again. Now Chicago gets a little sloppy play there in the zone. Here comes Chicago on a 2-on-1. Chance to tie this game up. Shot. Oh, just to the far post. Looks like that was deflected there by Schutte. Another shot close. Oh, we have another cross check. Bodies flying everywhere. Chicago with late pressure here in the second. 40 seconds left here. Chicago looking to add the pressure to it. They got to get shots on goal, and they do. That was a hit from behind. No call. Chicago with it. Good pressure here with the final 30 seconds of the second. Another shot saved by Schutte.
Delayed penalty against the River Kings.
And so we just talked about Chicago shooting themselves in the foot. Now Wisconsin does it late here in the second. And Chicago going on a power play looking to even the score.
Yeah, great push the second half of this period, Bill, by the Cougars. Trying to get the momentum back in their favor, and hopefully this could translate into the third period, or maybe they could strike with 19 seconds remaining in the second period off a quick faceoff, which they've been pretty strong on the faceoffs tonight, and that's always good to get the puck possession right off the draw.
Well, we'll see what happens here with 26 seconds left here in the second. Chicago with the faceoff, won by Wisconsin. Chicago trying to keep it in the zone. Now 20 seconds left here in the second. Van Dyke does. He brings it back around the board. But Wisconsin sends it down the length of the ice. 12 seconds left. That might do it unless Chicago comes up with one quick push. They're trying to. Van Dyke brings it through the neutral zone. Shot on, and that's going to be blocked by the defender. And that's going to be it here for the second period. 1-0 is your score. Wisconsin with the lead here at the second annual Heritage Classic. We're going to go for break real quick, and then we come back. We're going to have our quick recap of the period, and then we'll send it to our intermission show right after this. You're listening to the Heritage Classic here from Rosemont, Illinois, on Hockey TV, powered by the Illinois Media School.